Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, this is Alex from eBay. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Yeah, well, I didn't purchase nothing.
Yeah, I understand your concern, ma'am. What exactly happened, let me tell you. As we can see, ma'am, someone using your information and they make a purchase gift card. It's Apple gift card, $299. Can you please tell me, like, have you shared your information to anyone?
Yeah, I got scammed 2 weeks ago.
That's the reason, ma'am. What exactly happened? They are trying to misusing your information, and what they will gonna do, they are make a transaction, the multiple transaction, which is gift card, sometime there is a $299, someone buy that. That's the reason, ma'am, you will receive that call from us to let you know about that thing. Can you please tell me, like, have you, like, what exactly happened on that? Yes, on the previous week?
I got a message about, they said it was from my friend about an insurance loan thing, and I ended up getting, they got me to send my driver's license, and they scammed me. I went and got
that is the reason you were got the scam, because, ma'am, some online hacker, what they will do, they are trying to make a transaction behalf of you. So what do you want, ma'am? You want to cancel that charges?
Yes.
All right. So first of all, ma'am, you need to understand now what I'm going to do. As you know, there is some fraud people, they are using your details and they are making the order. So now we are going to block those all people who making the order and remove the all information which is compromised, all right? So can you please, ma'am, so now we are providing with a cancellation ID to cancel the transaction. Do you have
Are you going to do it for me?
No.
Are you going to cancel?
If I cancel that order, ma'am, the next day they are do the same thing because they have your information. So now what I'm going to do, ma'am, we are generating a cancellation ID to block those people and remove the information. Once we'll remove the information, so in future they never purchase again, all right?
Yes.
So could you please tell me, ma'am, like, do you have any smartphone with you? Android phone, Apple iPhone?
I've got an Android.
You've got an Android. Do one thing, ma'am, so we can help you what you need to do, okay? Do one thing. Just take a pen and paper with you. First of all, you need to write down, my name. My name is Alex. Alex Martin.
A-L.
A, no, it's A-L. It's A-A-L-E-X.
Yep.
Alex.
Yep.
Martin.
Yep.
M-A-R-T-I-N. Martin.
Yes. Yes.
And my employee ID is eBay 7913.
eBay 7913.
Yes, and now what I'm going to do, ma'am, we are going to generating a cancellation ID on your cell phone, okay? With the help of you are going to block those all people who making the transaction, all right? So I request you, ma'am, can you please put my call on a speaker?
Yes.
All right, and now I want you to open the Play Store application on your cell phone. Open the Play Store.
Yes, hang on.
The application name is Play Store.
Yes.
Have you opened that?
Yes.
Now, you need to understand, ma'am, now what I'm going to do. We are going to simply, and can you please tell me, like, have you ever lost your any identity proof in our public place?
No.
Never had that, right?
Nah.
All right. Are you in the Play Store, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Alright, just look at the top. Do you see the search for apps and games?
Yes.
Give a click on it and type there A-N-Y, letter A-N-Y,
D-E-S-K-N-Y.
Yeah, D-E-S-K. D-E-S-K. Can
yes.
you just read me what you have typed there, ma'am?
Any desk.
Yeah, now you are going to generating a cancellation ID. Do you know what is the Anydex?
Pardon?
Do you know what is Anydex?
No.
We are going to generating, this is a partner application which is created by the eBay. With the help of you are going to block those all fraud people which is compromised by your information and who make the transaction, alright? You need to give a click on search, go for search. And once go for search, what can you see?
Go to search, I can see it says any desk remote desktop install.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, click on install and very soon you will be see the number, the cancellation number. Will we help you to cancel the fraud charges which is not made by you? Give a click on install. Give a click on install. And
yes,
I do believe you have a paper and pen with you, right?
Yes.
All right. And once you give a click on install, do you see there's an option called open?
Open.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Open that.
Yes.
Yeah, open that. Open that. And once you will click on open that, do you see option called OK? Click on OK.
Okay, yes.
Now what can you see?
It says plugin available.
Yeah. Click on plugin. Click on plugin.
Yes, and say okay.
Now yeah, click on OK. Click on OK.
Yes.
Now
yes.
What can you see? Now what can you see, ma'am?
It says any desk plugin at one install.
Yeah. Yeah, click on install. Click on install.
Yes.
Additional file. Now go back. Press the back button. Press the back button.
Where on the top
go
of
back.
The yes?
Have you click on install the plugin install?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and go back. Go back one step.
Yep.
Now what can you see?
Just search for app.
Yeah. Go back.
Yep.
Press the back button. Press the back button.
Yeah, I did.
Now what can you see?
Just on Play Store.
On the Play Store. All right. Go back one step.
Go back. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, go back.
It says plugin activation.
Yeah, plugin activation. Click on that. Plugin activation. Click on that.
Yeah. Accessibility.
Yeah, click on accessibility and just below. Click on just below that. Do you see plugin the Anydex? Do you see that Anydex?
Which one?
Do you see the application Anydex application? The red box.
No.
Scroll down. Do you see there's
switch
an lot of applications?
No, just switch application.
What can you see, ma'am? Can you please tell me?
It says accessibility.
Yeah. And just below
yes.
that. And just
it
below
says
that.
Accessibility. Accessibility menu.
Yeah, click on that accessibility.
Yes.
Now what can you see? Do you see application over there?
No.
Okay, press the back. Press the back button. Press the back button.
Yep.
Now what can you see?
It just says accessibility, and underneath it says accessibility menu, any desktop control service.
Yeah, click on Anydex control service. Click on Anydex.
Okay, yes. Yep.
Yeah, click on Anydex. Yeah, allow. Allow that. Yeah, allow that. Turn it on. Yeah, turn it
okay.
on.
So it says use any desktop control service or any desktop
yeah.
the next one.
Yeah, click on the control service. Click on the control service.
Yeah, there's two of them. There's one that says use any desktop, any desk control service, or the next one underneath says any desk control service AO1 shortcut.
The AN1, allow that AN1, AD1, allow that AD1. Both of them.
The shortcut or the other one or both of them?
Yeah, other on. Click on it.
The first one or the second?
The first one.
Got it? What says?
Yeah. Allow that.
Yes.
And
yep.
Now go back.
Yes.
Yeah, and you need to choose the second option over there. Second login option, the Anydex, and do it the same thing, allow that.
Okay, to the next bottom one.
Yeah,
yep.
And now, yeah, allow that, and now go back one step.
Yes.
Press the back button.
Yes.
Now what can you see?
It's the same menu again, accessibility
yeah,
menu.
Go back one step.
Yep, and it says...
Now what can you see?
Battery optimized.
Yeah, okay, click on OK.
Okay, then it says tutorial, you can, about
yeah,
the tutorial.
Click on the white page, follow
yep.
the tutorial, click on the white
okay.
page. Now
yep.
what can you see?
Connection status.
Yeah, click on that, follow the instruction.
And this is a number.
Yeah, do you see the number, your address, do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, this is your cancellation ID. You need to write it down, this ID, on the paper very carefully. Write it down very carefully.
Yes, I've got it written, yet.
Yeah, and can you please confirm me that ID slowly?
9 7
Yeah.
3 0 1 9 1 0 7
Oh, 7, right. It should be 9 7 3 0 1 9 1 0 7 right?
Yes.
All right. And just below that number, do you see the set password? We are going to block those all people. Do you see the set password over there?
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Do you see the set password?
Yeah, hang on.
All right. Have you written down that number?
Okay, do I click on set password?
Yeah, have you written down that number, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, and just below the number, do you see the set password?
Yes.
Yeah, give a click on that set password. And once
yep.
you will give, yeah, once you will give a click on set password, just
yep.
scroll down little bit. You will be seeing
yep.
there is a service profile, permission profile. Just scroll down.
Hang on. Yes.
Scroll down. Do you see permission profile?
It says yes. Click on that.
Yeah, click on that permission profile. And
yes.
once you will click on permission profile, you see yes. the fourth option, which is unattended access. The fourth option. Click on the fourth option, which is unattended access.
Okay, yes.
You need to click on the second option, which is enable unattended access.
Okay, enable unattended access.
Yeah, click on it. Click on the box.
It's not letting me.
Okay, do you see enable unattended access?
Okay, I'm on the permission profile.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's got profile enabled unattended access, then permission.
Yeah.
So where do I go from?
Click on the enable unattended access. Do you see enable unattended access?
Enable unattended access.
Click on that.
But it's not letting me.
Do you see the, just beside that, do you see the small box over there?
Yes. I did click on that and it said set password.
Yes, now we are going to set the password for you, so no one can use it to your information and no one can make the order. Password is S small letter, all in small letter, letter S, S as in Sam.
Yes.
Then E, E as in Echo, letter E.
Yes.
Then C, C as in Charlie, letter C.
Yes.
Then U, U as in Umbrella.
Yes.
Then R, R as in Robert.
Yes.
Then E, E as in Elephant.
Yes.
Then number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And make sure,
yes.
ma'am, all in a small letter, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and give a click on OK. Do you see option OK?
Yes. Yep.
Click on OK. Now what can you see?
It says permission profile and a list of things.
Yeah, and that's okay is accepted, right? Okay is accepted, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, very soon you will be see start now, while so we can notify, we'll send you the notification for you. Once you will see start now, you need to click on start now for the while. Just wait for a moment. Now, do you see any option called start now? Give a click on start now, so we can click on start now, so we can block those all people who make the transaction for you. All right?
Yes.
Give a click on start now, and once you click on start now, what can you see? After
back
to start now.
Yeah, back to permission profile. Then it's got all these different
permission profile. What can you see over there?
This profile unattended access. This is profile enabled. Enable access.
Enable unattended access.
Right. Go under there again.
Yeah. Now what can you see?
Unattended access. It says profile unattended access.
Yeah. Go back. Have you clicked on the start now?
Now I've got permission profile.
Yeah. Close that. Close. Do you see option called close?
Yep.
Do you see option called close?
Now I've got the security interactive.
Just look at the top. Do you see the back arrow at the very top, which is pointing left, the back arrow?
Yes.
At the very top, give a click on that. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what can you see? Can you please read me?
A connection enabled. eBay security.
Now, you are under the eBay security department. Now, what we are going to do, just press the back button. Press the back button. Press the home button of your cell phone. Press the home button. Now, as you know, ma'am, there are some fraud people. They are using your all transaction and all make the transaction. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer that call to my fraud department. They are helping you to cancel the transaction and block those all people who making the transaction for you, okay? Just be on the line, ma'am. I'm going to transfer that call, all right?
Yes.
Just be on the line.
I will. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for being on hold. You're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account manager from eBay. How are you doing today?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Well, just now I was listening to the conversation between you and one of our representatives, and I believe he was nice to you, right?
Yes.
And the thing is that, you know, an order has been placed from eBay. I believe you have not... You have not placed any order, correct, ma'am? So first of all, what we need to do is, ma'am, you just need to press your home button, go to your home screen.
Yes.
I will just show you how these things are happening, okay, at this moment. Now, first of all, you just need to go to your settings.
Yes.
Go to your settings. Go to your settings, ma'am.
Yep.
And after that, just hold on for a while, ma'am.
Yep.
Fine. Now, first of all, what you need to do is, ma'am, you just need to press your home button and you just need to log in to your bank and just see whether that money has been deducted or not. Okay?
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Take your time.
Yeah, thanks.
Once you are in, tell me, Gary, I'm in, and I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is now, okay?
Yeah. I'm in, Gary.
Oh, you're in, right?
Yep.
So, okay. Now, I just want to ask you, ma'am, like, you are the only one who uses a phone, or, like, someone else also use it, apart from this phone?
Only me.
Only you use it, right?
Yes.
No problem. Now, first of all, I want to ask you one more thing. You just need to scroll down your page, ma'am. Scroll down.
Okay.
And after that, I'll tell you this right now. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I just want to ask you, ma'am, apart from this bank, do you have any other bank, ma'am?
No.
This is the only bank you deal with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So, this is the only bank you said you have. Apart from this bank, you don't have, right? So, no problem, okay? Now, at this moment, I'll tell you. If you don't mind me asking you, ma'am, may I know what is your date of birth, ma'am? Can you just help me out with your date of birth, ma'am?
9/4/79. This is no scam, is it?
Not at all, ma'am. You're talking to our eBay people, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
Because this entire call is being legally recorded for your safety and our training purposes, right?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Just tell me, ma'am, your date of birth. Just help me out with your date of birth.
9/4/79.
Okay, it is 9/4/79, okay? Now, first of all, what you just need to do is, ma'am, at this moment, now you just need to press your home button.
Yes.
And we just need to cancel the transaction which has been placed by the hacker. Now, first of all, you just need to go to your Play Store, ma'am.
Yes.
Go to your Play Store, ma'am.
Yep.
And after that, you just see at the top, it's written Google Play, right? So, just type over there, Z for Zebra.
Yes. Yes.
And then type I for Indigo. You see the second one, ZipPay? The ZipPay is the place, ma'am, from where the hackers, they have been placed in order. Tap on ZipPay.
Okay. Yes.
And after that, what do you see? You just need to come down, scroll down.
Okay.
And you see Zip Swap Now Pay Later.
Okay.
The fourth one, tap on it.
Yes. Yes.
Zip Shop, now tap on Install.
Yes.
And after that, I'll tell you, like, what do you have to do is. Well, this is the place, you know, at this moment, we just want, ma'am, you know, like, your identity has been compromised by the hacker very badly, okay? Now, Now, I'll just show you. You just press your home button. Press your home button. Let it install this one. Press your home button. Open up your Google. Open up your Google page, ma'am. Open up the Google page.
Yep.
And you see at the top, you see Google, and then you can write something. So just type over there at the bottom, my 1P, type MY.
MY.
And then give a space, and then type 1P. 1P. Yes.
Number one.
It's P for Peter.
Oh, yes.
And then, and then type, give a space, and type address location. And type address location, ma'am. Now tap on go.
Yes,
ma'am, go.
Yep.
Now, you see, ma'am, now at this moment, now you just need to go up and you see people also ask where you see. So, what is my IP location and country? Just tap on it where you see people also ask. Now, your IP address, ma'am, you can see that is 66.249.73.151, correct? And then you see the state, that is United States of America, and the state is California. I believe, ma'am, you are residing in Australia, correct? You are not residing at United States of America.
No.
Because, see, I'll tell you how these things happen. See, whenever you are going for shopping, like you are going for cafe coffee guy, you're having coffee. I believe you use a public Wi-Fi, correct, ma'am? On that time, you know, there are a lot of hackers from different people all around the world. They are just getting into your system. And mainly, you know, they're not interested on your money. They're only interested on your identity so that they can do all sorts of fraudulent activities. The most dangerous business, you know, they are doing, that is called a money laundering. They are using your identity and they are using their own money, sending money from one country to different country. When cops will come to your doorstep, ma'am, cops will think you have done the damage. I know and you know you have done nothing, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
cops will think you have done the damage and you will be behind the bar, right, ma'am?
Yes.
So that is the reason. So you just need to understand that your identity has been very badly compromised. And at the same time, we also found, ma'am, there are a lot of transactions has been done by the hacker while using your identity. So we are just going to cancel those things for you right now. Now press your home button and go to your Play Store, ma'am. I believe, ma'am, you understand that, what I want to explain to you. Now you see Zip app. Tap on Zip app.
Yes, and open.
Yes, ma'am, open.
Yes.
And after that, what do you see? Just let me know.
It says Zip Now Pay Later, sign up or log in.
Tap on sign up.
Yes.
Do you use Zip ever, ma'am? Or
never. No.
You never, right? No problem.
Never. Now it says get started with Zip by choosing an account.
Tap on sign up now. Tap on sign up now.
Yep.
And after that, what do you see? Just let me know. Now write down your mobile phone number, ma'am.
Write it?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And after that, what do you see? Just let me know.
Send code.
Okay. Tap on send code. And then after that, you are going to get a code on your mobile phone.
Okay.
Just hold on. You will be getting a code right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you'll see the code.
Yes.
Write down the code where it is asking you.
Yes. 223202.
Yes. Okay. And after that, just hold on for a while.
Yes.
Now tap on Let's Go at the bottom. You see Let's Go.
Oh yes, yes.
And after that, you just need to write down your first name, your middle name if you have, and then your surname, so that we are just canceling it. All the order which the hacker, they have been done it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Hang on, Legal first name.
You just need to write down your first name only.
Okay, and what about that?
If you have a middle name, write it down. If you don't have, then leave it. No problem with that.
Then it says, okay.
And then you just need to write down your last name.
Okay. Yes.
And ma'am, I do believe, do you use any credit card, ma'am?
No.
Oh, you don't use. Okay, no problem.
What about residential address?
Write down your email address first. The one.
I haven't got an email address. Hello? Hello? Hello?